You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And remember, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you can make up words. So today we are going to talk about my favorite type of journaling, scripting. Now, I love scripting so much that we've done two episodes on this. So last week, I did an episode about scripting, and I shared with you how scripting helped me through a cancer diagnosis in 2020. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen. Not right now, because right now I want you to listen to this one. But later, you can go back and listen to that episode. And one of the things that I always say is that you have the power to write your way through anything, which is what that episode was all about. So it wasn't just about cancer. It was about how you too can use writing to get through whatever hardships you're facing. But I also believe you have the power to write your way to anything, meaning that through journaling, you can create the life of your dreams. And scripting, I feel like, is a great way to do that. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, you're probably like, well, girl, what is scripting? Don't worry, I got you. So scripting is a type of journaling where you basically write about the life that you want, but as if it's already yours. So you're writing about the future, but you're using present or maybe even past tense. So you're writing about this stuff like it's already yours, you've already claimed it, or it's already happened, okay? So that's what scripting is. And scripting is something that I've been aware of for years, but I didn't start practicing it consistently until 2020 because, you know, 2020 sucked for everybody, but it super sucked for me because of cancer. And so I used scripting to get through the hardest time of my life, quite frankly. But like I said, I knew about scripting long before that. And I had even done it before, but it wasn't until 2020 that I got consistent with it. So I first was introduced to scripting, or I first practiced it, I should say, when I was working with this business/life coach. And one of the things that she would have her clients do is work on their 5-year vision, right? You know, we all do the 5-year plan. And so she would help you write a vision for your life 5 years from now, right? And so the way she would have us do that is she'd give us this prompt. And the prompt was, it is, you fill in the date of 5 years from whatever the date, the current date was. It is blank date. And I am so proud of the life I have created. So you start with that. And then we were to just describe every area of our life exactly the way we wanted it to be 5 years from now. Now, to be honest, even though, you know, I'm somebody who loves to journal, when she gave me that prompt, I was actually kind of intimidated by it because thinking about your whole life, like every single aspect of your life, that's a lot. So I actually had to kind of put my own little spin on it, a little righteous babe spin on it. And so what I decided to do instead was to describe my ideal day and then my ideal week. And that helped me a lot. It helped me focus it, right? So again, using that prompt, I described my ideal day, described my ideal week. And through that, cover all the areas of my life, just like she wanted me to. And use that to create my vision for my 5-year plan. So, like I said, that was years ago. I practiced it then. Then after I was no longer working with her, I kind of put scripting down. And then I revisited it in 2020. And my scripting in 2020 was very different from that. So it wasn't about like 5 years from now. Instead, you know, I was just trying to get through the day, y'all, like for real. So I was just writing about how I wanted to feel and how I wanted things to be just by the end of 2020, because by then I knew I would be done with active treatment. So, you know, like I talk about in last week's episode, scripting, you can use it to just give you hope to keep fighting another day. But in this episode, I want to talk about how we can use scripting to create the future that we want, create that life that you're dreaming of. So maybe you want to do a 5-year plan, or maybe it's going to be something closer. So another way that I use scripting is on, you know, big days like New Year's Day or my birthday. So on New Year's Day, I will typically script about the goals that I have for the year. So I'll write about all the things that I want to do that year, but I'll write about them as if I've already done them, right? So I may start the journal entry with, it is December 31st, whatever the year is. So like this year, for example, it's December 31st, 2023, and I'm so proud of all I've accomplished. And then I start writing about all the things that I've accomplished. On my birthday, typically, I will write more about the person I want to be, right? So like New Year's Day, that's more focused on my goals, whereas my birthday, I'm thinking about like, who is the woman I want to be a year from now? And so I'll describe that woman. But again, I'm describing her as if I am already her. So I hope that makes sense. Now, I'll also use scripting. You can use it if you're starting a new job or a new project. For example, I did some scripting when I decided to launch this podcast. So I, in my journal, wrote about how, you know, I get thousands of downloads every week and, you know, all of this stuff about how much y'all love the podcast. So I did scripting for that as well. So anytime you're starting something new, whether it's a new job or you're moving to a new place or it's a new relationship or whatever, you can do some scripting around that too. Now, word of warning here, don't worry about the how when you're scripting. Because a lot of folks are like, oh, you know, I want to script about how I want to be a New York Times bestseller, but oh, I'm not good enough. That'll never happen. No, 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 no. Get all that out of your head, okay? Don't worry about the how. Scripting is supposed to be fun. So I want you to have fun with it. Just let yourself dream. Have fun. It's your wildest dreams on paper. That's what I want you doing, right? Don't worry about the how. But I'll let you in on a little secret, because I have found that when I script about certain things over and over and over, especially regarding my goals, the how eventually starts to download in my brain. Now, some people say, oh, that's magic. It's not magic. It's actually science. There's actually neuroscience behind that. So here's the thing about the brain. The brain will believe whatever you tell it, okay? So I'm sure you've had situations where you think that something is happening to your body, and so you feel it, even though it's not actually happening, right? Like if you've ever gone to a 3D movie and stuff is like flying at you, you flinch and you duck and you know, do all the things that you would do if something was really flying at you. But nothing's actually flying at you, right? But your mind thinks it, right? Sometimes, like if I'm parked, I don't know why this happens. Maybe something's wrong with me. But if I'm parked and there's a car next to me and it starts moving and I'm looking at it, I feel like my car is rolling back. And so I like freak out and start making sure that my car is still in park, because my body feels like I'm moving even though I'm not, because my brain told it that it's moving, right? So your brain believes whatever you tell it. So what does that have to do with scripting? Well, when you are telling your brain that this is your reality, it believes it. And so what happens is that your brain starts to look for things that will make this reality true. And so that is why the how will actually start to download in your brain. But again, when you're scripting, I don't want you worried about all that. I want you to just have fun, okay? I just want you to think about your wildest dreams, and put it on paper and just have fun with your script. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk even more about how you can use scripting in your life. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. So we talked about how I've used scripting, but now I want to get into how you can use it. So first of all, you know, there are lots of different ways that you can approach this. And to be clear, you don't have to always script about these big milestones like your birthday or New Year's or your five-year plan. You can just script about tomorrow, right? You can just script about, like, this is how I want my day to go tomorrow. I totally do that. But I want to give you some ways that you can kind of enter into scripting. So I do feel like the easiest way is probably going to be that example that I mentioned before, where you choose a date and you say, I'm so proud of the life I've created, or, and it doesn't have to be your whole life if you want to get more specific. So it could be, you know, your marriage, your career, your health, whatever. You can do like one area of life at a time. But I think that that's probably the easiest way to get into it. Choose a date and say, I'm so proud of whatever the area of life that you're focusing on, and then just start describing it, okay? So that's one way that you can get into scripting. Another way that something that I've been doing a lot of in recent years is examining your values. So using scripting to get clear on your values and your vision, and they go hand in hand. So let me explain what I mean by that. I'm sure you've like been in some kind of personal development course or workshop, and they're like, what are your top five values, right? You know, we've done that before, like writing down your top five values. Usually they give you this chart with like 50 words and you pick the top five, and that's a great exercise to do. I'm not knocking that exercise, but I feel like we need to go beyond that. We can't stop there. And so what I would challenge you to do is, okay, choose your top five values, but also ask yourself two questions. One, why is this a value of yours? So what is your belief around that value? And then two, what would your life look like if you really lived these values out? And so that's where the scripting comes in, because you start describing what your life looks like now that you live it out. And so a great prompt for that. So again, you start with identifying your top five values. And then the prompt that I would use is two parts. It's, I believe, and then you fill in what it is you believe about that value. And basically that kind of explains why you value it. And then the second part is, and so. And then from there, you describe how you're living that out. Okay? So I want to make sure that makes sense. So I'm actually going to give you an example from my journal. So one of my values is wellness. Okay, that's always been a value of mine. Obviously, as a cancer survivor, it's now really, really a value of mine. And so so that's my value, wellness. What do I believe about it, and how does it look to live it out? So here's a snippet from my journal. I believe my body should be treated as God's temple. So that's why it's my value, right? And so I eat healthful foods most of the time, but still make room for fun foods with no guilt and no shame. I move my body doing exercises I enjoy most days of the week. I drink enough water. I get enough sleep. I adorn my body with clothes that make me feel beautiful. So that's a snippet from my journal. Now here's the thing. The first time I wrote this, it was not true. Okay? I mean, the belief is true, right? I do believe that my body should be treated as God's temple. But did I eat healthful foods most of the time? Nope. Did I eat fun foods without guilt and shame? Nope. I ate fun foods, but I had plenty of guilt, plenty of shame. Now, the only part of this that was true is exercise. And real talk, that's not because I value wellness. I'm one of those strange people that actually likes to exercise. So I would exercise regularly just because it was fun, not because I was trying to be healthy. Did I drink enough water? Absolutely not. My doctors were constantly like, girl, why are you so dehydrated? Did I get enough sleep? Sleep? What is that? I'll sleep when I die. I used to say that. Like, I legit used to say that. Adorn my body with clothes that make me feel beautiful. So that was kind of tricky for me. And honestly, I still struggle with this a little bit because, you know, I would sometimes have on outfits that looked good, but, you know, it says, do they make me feel beautiful? And so I was in the bad habit of wearing stuff that didn't really feel good on my body. So it may have looked good, but it didn't feel good on my body. And so that was something that I needed to change too. So that is an example of scripting, because when I wrote this the first time, and I say the first time because I try to revisit my values at least once a year, sometimes more than that. And so I'll kind of rewrite these belief statements and do some more scripting around it. But when I wrote this the first time, it was not true at all. But, you know, when I look at this now, it is true now. It took a lot of work to get there, but it's true. And I think scripting about this on a consistent basis helped it become true. And so that's the whole point of this, right? We're scripting. Yes, it brings us joy to do this scripting, but in the long run, we want this to actually have results, right? And so the goal is that eventually what you're writing will be true. And so I hope that, you know, as we talk about scripting, that what you're realizing is that your life is a story and you have the power to rewrite the narrative at any time. And scripting is an amazing tool that helps you to truly be the author of your life. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you your prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Thank you. All right, so I kind of already given you your prompt for this week, but basically I want you, if you haven't already, to try your hand at scripting. And like I said, there's so many different ways you can approach this, but I want you to try either the choosing a date and then writing, you know, it is blank date and I'm so proud of, and then writing about either your whole life or a specific aspect of your life. And again, you're writing about the future as if it is already true. Or if you don't want to do that, the other option is to try the top five values thing that I discussed. So again, you're going to identify your top five values and then what you believe about it. So why is it your value? And then what your life would look like if you lived those values out. So remember, your the way you can approach this is, I believe, and then you're explaining why this is your value. And so, and then that's when you describe what your life looks like as you are living out this particular value. And so you can just do that for your top five values. So I would love to know how scripting is going for you. So be sure to hit me up on social media and let me know how it's going. You can find me at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Although I spend most of my time on Instagram, just letting you know, I'm an Instagram girl. But you can find me in all those places. But I'm more likely to be on Instagram. But hit me up. Let me know how scripting is going. I can't wait to hear how you are using scripting to write your way to the life that you want. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.